Good
morning. Good morning. Good to see you all out this morning. And as we take this time now, as we're coming before the Lord's throne, the throne of God, as we gather around the Lord's table to take of this supper that he left for us in remembrance of him. And consider the song that we just sang about the Lamb of God. I have a minor bone to pick with that one in the second verse. Reading from Peter's words in his preaching to those who were gathered in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, he said, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, the man attested to you by God, with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified, you killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. God is the one who made the sacrifice for us." It was us who crucified him, who killed him through the hands of lawless men, as Peter said. And as Peter's lesson went on, there was such an outcry when he was as he was going through his lesson that day, of the people who said, interrupting his sermon, says, "Well, what shall we do about this? How can we then be saved and take this man's blood away from us?" They heard Peter's words. They were close enough that they knew who this Jesus was. Maybe not understanding until now, that they did not truly see him for who he was. Not until God had raised him up and Peter testified to that fact here. And in seeing Jesus on that day, of that crowd, there were 3,000 who were baptized and by God added to his church. And in seeing Jesus and submitting their will to him, they, as Paul in Corinthians wrote, "Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. It was through the blood of Christ that those 3,000 found reconciliation with God. It was through the blood of Christ that we who are gathered here today, seeing Jesus and having submitted our will, find reconciliation with God. God, by Jesus, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation." So just as Peter had that message for those on that day, and so someone who taught us that message of reconciliation, so now we proclaim to the world that reconciliation is available to all who would see Jesus. Jesus is our advocate before the Father. He is our intercessor before God. Through his blood, our sins are covered, forgiven forever, not being brought to remembrance, as was true under the old law, but forgotten by God, forgiven forever. And so we come together, we take of this bread this morning, we take of this cup, remembering his body, remembering his blood that was shed for us when we, through the hands of lawless men, had put him to death. But now we have been reconciled. And so we take of this at this time.